full of themed weekends, celebrations, and the best biscuits in town. For ticket information, go to BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi, I'm a politician's wife delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people because as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts. People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So, probably what it feels like to be a voter. Go here to hear more from my husband, or go here if you'd like to donate to his Indiegogo page.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Come about your time. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Make your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Check, please.
President Biden is invoking the Defense Production Act in a bid to address a nationwide shortage of baby formula. In a move that has Republicans and some Democrats dismayed, the president easing sanctions on Venezuela. The socialist country has huge oil reserves, and the administration wants to tap into them. Up 2 cents since yesterday, the national average price of a gallon of gas now just under $4.59, that according to the AAA. The president will welcome the leaders of Finland and Sweden to the White House today, the two Scandinavian countries seeking to join NATO. And President Biden is preparing for a trip to South Korea and Japan, and there is concern that North Korea could conduct another missile test during Mr. Biden's trip. Wall Street Dow futures down 423 points. NASDAQ futures off 183. More details at srnnews.com.
Don't miss 2,000 Mules, the new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
What you're about to see is disturbing.
The truth behind the 2020 election conspiracy.
This mule went across 6 counties to 27 different drop boxes. In no way is that legal.
See the evidence for yourself.
No one has more data than we do.
What you showed is frightening.
This is organized crime.
2,000 Mules. Watch it or buy it today at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
When I fill up, buy a tank of gasoline, I'm gonna feel like I am getting totally screwed. 'Cause the prices have been totally obscene. I can't afford to pay my mortgage or buy food. When I'm driving, I'm wasting all my money, just getting stuck on my awful morning commute. This inflation is making me so angry. Isn't there anything the government can do? 'Cause I'm paying $5,000, yeah. I'm paying $5,000 a year. Gasoline prices are high. It really sucks getting from there to here. They are gouging, they are gouging, they are gouging, they are gouging. An arm and a leg from you. Filling up my tanks, no fun.
More left-wing BS. They're not gouging. Let me take it back to January 21st, 2021. I'm killing the Keystone Pipeline, and it's been going up since then. Case closed. Thank you for listening. 609.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
If you haven't been outside yet, you will immediately notice, as soon as you open the door, that things are different this morning. We have a dew point of 72, and we don't like it when that number is higher than 65. But 72.
Notice that.
Wow. So some morning clouds, clearing later. More humid today, yeah. High in the mid-90s. I think we hit about 94 today. Yesterday was the hottest day of the year with 92. Mainly clear tonight, low 71. Tomorrow, hot for May, sun and cloud mix, high 94 for Friday. Then, a fundamental change of patterns that'll last for several days. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday. It's not going to rain all the time. Just be flexible, high near 90. Showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time. Sunday, Monday, we're talking about rain chances in the 80% range by the time we get to Sunday and Monday. So not as hot as it has been, and wet days ahead for well into next week. Right now this morning, cloudy skies. I gave you the dew point. It's really high. And the temperature is 76 at 6:08.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Hello there. Welcome back.
It is National Hummus Day.
What's hummus?
Hummus? Hummus. Oh, I love hummus. Hummus, hummus, hummus. It's a yummus.
Hummus. Thoughts?
Hummus. I can't have hummus.
It's healthy.
We brought some hummus.
What's in?
Chickpeas, tahini, smoked paprika.
I'm making hummus.
Making hummus, he says, like it's perfectly natural. Hummus. No one makes hummus.
You knew today was National Hummus Day.
Let's begin.
Hey, how about a big bowl of hummus, kids?
Ew. Ain't it awful?
Yeah, I'll pass on the hummus.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, I'm sure everybody was expecting a bit of a bounce back and a nice rally after yesterday's almost 1,200-point plunge in the market.
Gosh.
And yesterday seemed to hit everybody. I was hearing from friends that were quite sad.
No, you heard from me. That's
and
for sure.
Marianne, if you're listening, my heart is with you, and I know the Greek God and others. You know, I got chocolate frosting on my chest.
Is that chocolate frosting on your chest?
You probably thought I was coloring my hair. No. I'm going to have to button up here now. Just to let you know that, what are we off to on the futures this morning?
Off more than 400 points so far.
Yeah, so there is a recession coming. There is $6 a gallon gas coming. And if you believe that all of this was caused by the Putin price hike, you should have your driver's license removed. You are too dumb to be on the road. Sorry to start off with such hard-hitting commentary, but that's a frickin' fact. Yesterday, I got a note from a guy who is in the lawn business, my buddy Kenny McMahon. Mm-hmm. It's costing him as much to fill up the tanks he uses to mow as it used to cost to fill his car not that long ago. We're not talking about ancient times, you know?
Was it you that was telling me, I guess Eddie Bader's been saying that people are canceling their beach weekends, their vacations and
actually
stuff
with
like
somebody,
that.
Somebody else that's well-networked down there. Okay. Yeah, a lot of folks are canceling summer vacations or reservations they had at beach places, not just because it's going to cost more to get there, but what do you have left over? People are, you know, when people are afraid, mm-hmm. they tend to tighten up and be much more cautious about spending, and that's, in turn, it's a vicious circle.
I heard a teacher comment that for kids going on field trips, used to cost $250 to rent the bus. Mm-hmm. Now it's over $700.
Yeah, because they're not particularly fuel efficient. And the whole thing is, and Elon Musk knows this better than anybody else, and he talks about it openly. He's been telling our tapioca president that, hey, electric cars are nice, but we still need the resources to charge the suckers. So let's get going. Let's start producing domestic oil. But they're not interested in listening. They like this for some reason. Some twisted, sick, disgusting, despicable reason. Hey there, Meemaw. Rich Thomas loves you.
Bless his heart.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to go there.
All right. That was brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566. If you need an installation, a repair, or service, or if for free you'd like your home's wiring and fuse panel checked out, that's Caldwell May, 245-1566. Have a certified master take a look, and then you'll be in contact with these people and have full confidence that when you do need an electrician, they're the people to call. Certified Masters, the very best in all the work they do, including estimates done at a specific time that's convenient for you. So none of this, well, we'll be there between 3 and 6, and then they come at 7:15.
Right.
Mr. Electric does not do it. That we've used them a bunch of times, and they, I mean, literally, when it turns to, the doorbell rings. That's the way they work it. You can learn more at MrElectric.com. 6:15, local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Next week, voters head to the polls, and although the voting process is still the same, the state of Alabama has made some changes they say will ensure the security of the votes cast. The polling offices will be using tabulation equipment that is not connected to any internet or Bluetooth devices. Officials say this will ensure that there is no voter fraud or electronic tampering with the votes collected. Montgomery police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting. A man was found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street around 9 o'clock. That's right near Jackson Hospital. His injuries are said to be life-threatening. Authorities are still investigating where the victim was shot. So far, no arrests have been made. As the school year winds down, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed wants to keep teens busy and out of trouble. He's introducing his summer jobs program with the Montgomery Leaps and the Parks and Recreation Department. That program is meant to engage young people. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Today's show is brought to you by Johnny Depp's Liver, on borrowed time since 2009.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker, because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell. P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
I desperately needed a car, but I didn't want to go through the hassle of trying to finance through a dealership. So I went to LightStream, and I got a loan fast.
Now you can buy the used car you want with a fixed, low-rate loan from LightStream.
The loan process was so easy. I signed all the documents and completed the process while getting my hair done.
I had my money the same day with LightStream. Having that cash helps me get a much better deal. And the LightStream payments are so affordable.
Now you can get the money you need fast for the used car you love with LightStream. Loans start at just 3.99% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit when you buy from the dealership. Apply today at lightstream.com/rate and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/RATE for your extra discount. Lightstream.com/rate.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 3.99% APR to 9.49% APR and included 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/rate for more information.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I look Thursday too, yeah. You say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday to ya. All right, our our topic today. Who was it that did Booyah? Oh, that was Stuart Scott. On ESPN when I used to watch them.
Yeah.
He was the guy that came up with Booyah when he was doing a highlight, and now he's dead. It is 20 minutes after 6, our TV topic today. Things that men used to think were masculine. What's the gist of it?
I looked at this list and none of this applies.
I haven't looked at the list yet.
Things that
drinking black coffee because you don't want to see people you putting milk or sweetener or what? Fighting.
This
not using shampoo. What does that mean?
This is from an Ask Man forum, and the gist of it is men are talking about traditionally masculine things they actually hate.
Right. Like when you try to go in for the first one, when you try to go in for a handshake and you want to be the strong, like, I'm going to squeeze it real hard. Man, just shake dude's hand. You ain't got to inflict pain.
Man, I wish I had one of those crunching sound effects from the Three Stooges that would work great for that crushing handshake thing. I have never tried chewing tobacco.
Nor have I.
The idea of putting a pinch of that.
It just sounds gross.
Yeah. But I know people that started it and just could not stop. Somebody that works here.
Yep.
But we're not naming any names because that's Joey's business and nobody else's.
That's exactly right.
Oh, you were asking about last night at Baumhauer's. We had a great turnout and a nice time. And again, somebody, I forgot to take a picture of it with my camera, but I would love to get a picture of the cake that Ligger's Bakery made.
Oh, for Jacqueline?
Yeah. It was just amazing. Pictures of the kids and her and Jared. And I got to tell you, Ligger's Bakery just does. And what good is a cake with a beautiful, if it doesn't taste amazing? It was just awesome. So that was gobbled up rather quickly last night. And I put a spread of appetizers across the tables. We did the queso chips and salsa. We did deep fried wickles, ranch dressing. We did onion. Are they straws or strings? Whatever they are, they're great.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, handful of those dipped in ketchup. Mm. And something, anyway, we had a good time. Nice turnout. William Blake was there. Let's see, who else can I think of off the top of my head? I'm a little brain dead. Butch. Beth Blevins Cooper was there. And, of course, everybody gave a really nice greeting to Jake Quellen. And brought home some Pollo Cubano for Mrs. Rutabaga.
Was Jared there, too?
No. Somebody had to be with the kids, so he got to do that so she could get out and celebrate day after her birthday. And she's going to do, just a tease for the afternoon show, ahead of the election. You're hearing a lot of spots and stuff with different people running for the main gigs. Everybody pretty much knows who's running for governor and so on. But the judgeships that are up at stake. And I have to admit, look, I'm in the middle of this. I follow the news every day. There's people, I don't know their name. I don't know their track record. I'm going to be curious to get some.
Sometimes, if I don't know anything about that race, I leave that blank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair just to, put a check there. You know?
Let's see. What is this? Local media police not telling the whole story on the incident Tuesday night. Should have asked the mayor about it yesterday when he was walking in as we were walking out.
Yeah.
So what really happened at Jackson Hospital, Mayor Reed? Inquiring minds would like to know, because more than one person has told me that shots were fired near the emergency room, ambulances were hit.
People were running away and ducking down. And
the word is that it was a miracle nobody else was injured or killed. But, you see, the idea to make it seem like everything is safe is to just tell the media to lay low on this.
Right.
Or we'll cut off your water supply or something. I don't know what they threaten them with. But that is not... That's the kind of stuff that needs to be out there. People need to know. You got to be aware and alert at all times, no matter where you are.
And then last night, another shooting near Jackson Hospital on Pine Street.
I wonder if that's related.
I don't know.
This open warfare on the streets is just very discouraging. But The mayor was out with Joey yesterday. I have no idea what they talked about.
I heard.
To listen to fairy tales. I can put, go home and put a nick.
I heard part of it. You know, it takes what 14 minutes to get home, and I listened to part of it. Yeah. But not the whole thing. So that's the first time I've ever seen him in person. I guess he's been here before, though.
Yeah, he has been on the Joey show. For some reason, he doesn't want to hang out with me.
Oh.
I can't imagine why. So we are just seconds away now from joining our friends at CBS 8.
And ABC 32.
Yes, they're our friends as well.
That's right.
And we're just waiting for the countdown.
So, check out my morning video this morning, or actually the morning blog update. And,
yes.
Big change in weather patterns coming with wetter weather. We need the rain.
Yeah.
I know it's awful that it's going to happen on the weekend, but we need it whenever we can get it. How are your tomatoes doing?
They are coming along amazingly quickly. I think we'll have them soon.
In June?
Sooner than later.
Sometime in June?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely. There's already actual tomatoes on the vine.
Great. We'll do a BLT.
Thank you, Prattville Farm Center, for the guidance on those.
Yeah. All right, 15 seconds out, folks, as we go to our folks at CBS 8 and ABC 32.
We are hot.
The Alabama News Network, their program is called Alabama Rising, and we start now.
All righty. There is an Ask Men forum online that posed an interesting question. What's something that's traditionally masculine, but as a man you actually hate? Topping the list, trying to crush someone's hand when you shake it. That is so annoying. There's a lot to cover here. Let's go check in with the guys at News Talk 93.1.
Yeah, you know, you don't want a wimpy handshake.
No. Or a wet one.
A wet one. But you don't have to crush the guy's hand.
You know? No, I mean, I remember when I was 17 years old, But you should outgrow that pretty quickly. Yeah. That doesn't impress anybody. Firmness.
Yeah, girls don't like it when you do that.
You learned that lesson the hard way. Is that what you're telling us, Ryan?
No, I read your autobiography.
Yes. Everything I did wrong in
what
dating
would be the name of Greg's autobiography? Things Not to Do.
Oh, boy.
Wow, this is starting good.
I actually was going to collect all of my columns and thread them together in a book called Radio Days, D-A-Z-E.
Yeah.
That was one idea I had. And then, let me run this by you since I respect your opinions, David. Okay. I actually had a net because my life has taken all these bizarre twists and turns, and in each instance, there was a central female figure to that part of my life, so I was going to call it 20 Women to Die For because they all tried to kill me. You know what I mean? So I was going to name each chapter after the woman that was the...
I can think of many reasons why they did that. So.
I'm glad your mind is running amok. Mom would obviously be chapter one. That's funny stories. So what do you think? You're ready to... If you want to order that in advance...
I don't know. It's... I mean, they call them working titles. You know, that's what they're calling the working title.
Right.
Can I do the foreword for this book?
Sure.
Get a signed copy, too, right?
Or the backward.
Fighting is on this list. This is fighting. So, you know what? By the way.
This is your... y'all are doing number three.
Yeah.
Oh, did I skip one?
Drinking black coffee.
Drinking black coffee.
Right. Okay. Cream in there.
You want to be...
I never felt that putting cream in my coffee was... a demasculating kind of action.
Rejecting.
I drink black coffee, but I don't care if, as long as people drink it and wake up. This one, he's got to wake up some days. So, he can get the coffee.
Some days, every day.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I don't just drink black coffee. I rub it on my arms and chest.
Two.
Yeah. chewing tobacco.
Three, not using shampoo.
Yeah, I mean, looseness on hygiene? No. Come on.
Yeah.
Chewing tobacco.
So to show you how manly I am, I'm going to smell. I'm going to stink up the whole thing. Maybe bald man answered that one.
Think of how it would destroy the shuang fei of this segment on the show if every couple of seconds I had to reach down and... You know, into a spittoon.
Yeah. I know. That is the grossest thing in the world.
Yeah. That would be great, though.
Now, it mentions occasionally, very rarely, I'll wear a pink shirt, but, you know, I feel a little weird about pink sometimes.
Rich, pink was an 80s
pink
color.
Pink is in your color wheel. You can pull that.
Magenta.
Rich looks really good in pink.
Yeah,
I've seen him with pink.
You can do that.
You know what? Let me.
I think he needs to wear more pink.
A really traditional male would never say this, but I can tell you this. I know a little bit about fashion and color.
Yeah.
And assessing Rich, he has the type of complexion that favors winter colors, which means bright greens, pinks, magentas, those kinds of colors would look good in here.
Anyway,
Jay would look good in black.
Like, now, dude,
that's like spring colors.
Jay looks good in black.
Yeah.
What about this one rejecting local anesthetic at the dentist office?
No.
Give me that.
No
give me
way.
That. Yes.
Not me.
Give it to me.
Guys, I don't want to remember. Yeah.
Where do they get that one from? Gunsmoke? I mean, come on. That's just nuts.
Yeah, just bite the stick.
Well, back then they had ether.
The big trucks. How about the trucks that you need a ladder to get into? You know what I mean?
I had a chance. Remember when we had that that little ice event a few years back? And I was loaned I think it's a Ford F-350, which is a big truck with a tall cab.
Yeah.
And I felt like the little man on top of a wedding cake in that thing. I mean, it was just so big.
Yeah.
And it did not make me feel like
more
of a man.
You guys are compensating for other things.
And the fact that the guys do that and then still rev their engines, I'm like,
I know,
how much money are you wasting?
Exactly.
But now this is anecdotal. There's no science here. But have you ever noticed who gets out of those trucks? It's not it's like The Rock. You're not going to see The Rock.
These are guys that are like overcompensating for other things.
AJ says. Like usually under 5'5", you got to go boost them to get in the truck.
Well, I see. I know a lot of women drive those here in Alabama, and I think that's equality.
Okay.
Bail me out here.
How about being stoic in pictures?
Smiling.
Oh God! I think I've ground like at least an eighth of an inch off my lower teeth trying to not cry in a movie that's getting to me. You know, because I don't want the girl there thinking that I'm just
showing
a big
emotion.
Mush bag. Even though I am a big mush bag.
Is that on the list?
No, it's not on the list, but it should be on the list.
Maybe that's an insecurity of his.
Oh.
You can be insecure.
Me? Insecure? You're right.
Never.
As I just said, you can be.
It's allowed, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I guess permissible. Yeah. It's okay. And it's 2022 now.
Yeah. Who doesn't know somebody that.
Rich can wear pink.
Yeah. I will find. I don't know if I have any, but I will find one.
Jay would look good in magenta for sure.
Jay's the man in black.
What is magenta? What color is magenta? Yeah.
That's like purple.
It's a cross between pink and purple.
Google it.
Okay.
I may have
something that is in that color. I'm not sure.
I bet you do.
You may look good in terracotta as well.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
That's a city in.
Like the pudding?
That's tapioca.
If Jay wears something like that, you're going to have to reset the color bars for this segment because it would be shocking. The camera.
It would be absolutely worth it.
That's made for TV.
Yeah.
You would love that.
Right.
All right, we've got to go get some tapioca pudding.
All right.
We got to wrap this up. Hey, see you guys tomorrow.
Monday.
Yeah, Friday.
Let's get excited.
Magenta. Yes, sir.
Magenta for Jay.
Later.
All right, to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We need fun. We need to have fun in our lives. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Let's see. Later on, we have some good stuff in the Cheap and Trashy. A prequel of Yellowstone with Harrison Ford. Something you're not going to hear on any other radio station. Experimenting with new intro to the Cheap and Trashy. Barnum and Bailey is back. And the Sports Illustrated keeps trying to drive the culture on the swimsuit issue away from the traditional centerfold type of model to embrace people of all body types.
Okay.
And we have a new version of an old Brian Hyland song that will make that point for us.
Oh, Gypsy Woman.
Here is a... okay. as soon as I heard Reed on Joey's show, I turned into JT and Leanne. Gotcha. Let's say, can I talk for a moment about Jack Ingram?
Sure.
I don't know if they have any cars or trucks are big enough to make you feel like the little guy on top of a wedding cake, But they certainly have come through with some great... Oh, wow. They sold a bunch of cars yesterday. Got to keep up with these guys. If you're looking for something more fuel efficient, they still have that Prius, and that Prius is in amazing condition. And it's got low miles. It was driven about 7,000 miles a year. So that is not a car that was driven into the ground, and it's waiting for you at Jack Ingram. You can drive away with that for under $280 a month with the deal that's available online. Let's see, Hyundai Elantra, some great sedan options. Nissan Altima, very good gas mileage, and cars that will run and run and run forever. And of a more recent vintage, a 2020 Volkswagen Jetta, still has original warranty miles on it. There's a 2018 Nissan Rogue. You want an SUV that gets great gas mileage, that is incredibly reliable, and has all the bells and whistles. The 2018 Nissan Rogue they have in the signature pre-owns at Jack Ingram will deliver that to you. A 2018 Jeep Compass, Toyota Camry. Talk about cars that go forever. And a Corolla. Well, it still has 20,000 original warranty miles on it, all waiting for you at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Cars that are thoroughly vetted. They don't put their name on anything that's going to become somebody else's trouble. Stop by and see Tip Thames and his team. 26 lending partners. They will get you done at Jack Ingram and jackingram.com. Here's Skipper the Timeline with Rich is next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic looking really good this morning everywhere. We have a little bit of early morning traffic on I-65 and 85 through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Other than that, the boulevard's looking really good. Atlanta Highway, good. Wetumpka, Prattville, Millbrook, no problems there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice for Skywatch traffic. Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives. 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama. 36066.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999, or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Are you tired of electing Republicans who just turn out to be politicians? I'm Robin Leidecker, a Republican running for place two on the Alabama Public Service Commission, and I want to do government differently. If you elect me, I won't blend in with the big government crowd. I am always true to my conservative principles. I am a public servant, not a politician. On May 24th, vote Robin Leidecker, Alabama Public Service Commission, place two.
Paid for by the committee to elect Robin Leidecker. P.O. Box 1671, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It is 6:41 with the timeline for the 19th day of May. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
139th day of the year, 226 days remaining. Calling all cars.
It's National Devil's Food Cake Day. National Scooter Day. Did everybody have a scooter when you... growing up?
What would you define as a scooter?
Scooter, you know, with the little thin thing that you, where you...
Okay, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Right. My daughter had one of those stand-up electric. Those are cool. They weren't around when we were kids, but cool.
We didn't have that stuff. There was no electric when we were growing up. It's World Plant a Vegetable Garden Day. I'm glad your garden is, at least your tomatoes are doing all right.
And is that a metaphor? No.
And rain coming this weekend is going to help everybody's garden. National Hummus Day? You say it, hummus?
Oh, it's hummus day. Yeah. Oh, God, love me some hummus.
It's not bad. It's just not something I ever get to taste. Like, you see it at the store, it's in a little container. Hummus.
During football season, we'll use it for as one of the dips.
Oh, yeah, know? Definitely. Yeah.
It's cost plus 10% of food on it.
1536, King Henry VIII. Had his second wife, Anne, beheaded. She was convicted of adultery and incest with her brother. Ew. On the state of 1910, the passage of the Earth through the tail of Halley's Comet causes near panic. 1910. 96 years ago in 1926, Thomas Edison spoke on the radio for the first time. He was handed a microphone at dinner at the National Electric Light Association in Atlantic City. He says, I don't know what to say. I've never been on one of these things before. Good night. That was the first radio broadcast from Thomas Edison. 1935, T.E. Lawrence, better known as Lawrence of Arabia, dies. He was in an accident, motorcycle accident. 1962, this is a famous piece of... video, well, not video, there was film, during a birthday tribute to President John F. Kennedy at Madison Square Garden, Marilyn Monroe sang the very famous, Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
I may actually have the actual version of that.
Is that right? Does she?
Let's see. Now, do I file it under JFK? Let's see. Air Force One, CBS Interrupts, David Hackett, LBJ, Mimi Alford, Nixon, blah, 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 blah. Speech that got him killed.
Maryland.
All right, let me try under Maryland.
Maryland.
It's giving people insights into how I file things in this system.
Right, yeah.
Marilyn York, Mark Dice. Well.
Okay. That's all right.
I don't see
it. We'll just move on. 1943. The moment is gone anyway now.
That's what she said.
On this date in 1943, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and FDR set a date for crossing the channel that would be D-Day. They set May 1st, 1944. We know, of course, the date was a bit premature. Bad weather became a factor. 1960, American DJ Alan Freed indicted, along with seven others, for accepting $30,000 in payola from six record companies. 2 years later, he was convicted and given a suspended sentence and a $300 fine. However, he died an alcoholic. It ruined his career. On this day in 73, Stevie Wonder, number one with You Are the Sunshine of My Life. 73, Secretariat easily won the Preakness Stake, the second leg of the Triple Crown. He took the Triple Crown a month later at the Belmont Stakes. 1973, Paul Simon released his single Kodachrome, named after Kodak 35mm film, that is. It became a number two hit in the U.S., but it was never played on the BBC, you know, because it...
Advertising.
It mentions not only Kodachrome, the film, it mentions...
You couldn't mention products and songs.
That was the megapixel of its
Nikon
time.
Nikon camera.
That's the reason, was it Ray Davies? Had to take a quick flight from the United States...
Oh, to change Coca...
Back to London, just to change the words from Coca-Cola to Cherry Cola, and then come back.
Wow.
Anyway, it's our song of the day. Cool thing about this song, it has an Alabama connection, recorded up in Muscle Shoals with the famous backup musicians, the Swampers. Mama, don't take my Kodachrome away. Real smooth, Rich. Here's Rhyming Paul Simon.
When I think back on all the crap I wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us the nice bright colors, give us the green to summers, makes you think
ever seen the Muscle Shoals documentary about those studios up there? You've got to see it.
Yeah, I don't think I have yet.
It is absolutely... Well, then that's the next thing we're going to watch.
Okay.
All right. 30 years ago, 1992, Billy Ray Cyrus gave us, oh my God, Achy Breaky Heart. If I ever have to hear that again. 1992, Dan Quayle spoke out against the growing number of unwed mothers in this country. He used the character Murphy Brown as a role model. 94, Jacqueline Onassis died at the age of 64. It was lymphoma cancer. 94, after an incredible 8 years, the final episode of L.A. Law aired on NBC. But it's back now? L.A. Law?
No.
No, what's the one that's
Law
back?
And Order.
Law and Order.
The original
back.
Law and Order. In fact, its second season finale is tonight.
97, sports broadcaster, oh, this was weird, legend Marv Albert, accused of biting a woman on the back 15 times in a hotel room in Arlington and forcing her to do stuff to him, and he was wearing some...
Yet he survived that and did basketball on the networks until he retired by choice.
Mm-hmm. So that's amazing how he was able to come back. 99, Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace, opens. And in 2018, Prince Harry married Meghan Markle. Oh, in 2016, the Egypt Air 804 disappears over the Mediterranean. We still don't know what happened to that. Birthdays, Sam Smith is 30. He's a singer. Phil Rudd is 68, AC/DC drummer. Archie Manning, New Orleans Saints quarterback and famous for... as the dad of Peyton and Eli. He's 73 today. Grace Jones is 74. Pete Townsend is 77. TV personality David Hartman, who used to say, go out and make it a good day, is 87. And Nicole Brown Simpson would have been, you want to take a guess what she would have been today?
All right. 92, 48, 22. I'm going to guess 76.
If I did my math wrong, she was born in 59, so she would have been 63 today.
She was younger than I realized.
She was 35 when she was killed.
I think Orenthal may have been 46 when that happened.
OJ was still looking for the real killer. 10 days till Memorial Day, 35 days till summer begins, SEC football 100 days away, and Thanksgiving 188 days away. That is your timeline. Oh, no. You going to play Achy Breaky Heart?
It's the line dance version of the song.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't need any version of the song.
Let me induce vomiting. Why is it not playing?
Because
God.
See, it's a line dance lesson. And you just do what those two are doing, and then. I had enough. That was your host, Rich Thomas. All right, it is 6:50 on this talk, 93.1 FM. Let's talk Brian Jewelry for a moment, shall we? Dad's Day is coming up, and yeah, Brian Jewelry is a great place to find something really nice and classy for Dad. Starting with the Roll Tide War Eagle Showcase, or perhaps engaging Brian Jewelry to create something from scratch, or you can put together a watch with your own touch on it and have it inscribed. There's all kinds of ideas waiting for you. Yes, Father's Day coming up third Sunday in June. And occasions year-round, whatever it happens to be, birthdays, you want to buy something nice for somebody that is a great gift but doesn't imply intimacy or whatever. Whatever stage of relationship may be in, business, personal, or otherwise, they have great selection, all competitively priced. However, as all world jewelers, they have the skill to create something to bring your idea to life. Lynn Bryan and her team have decades of experience. They're incredibly creative and wonderful people to work with. My daughter is a huge fan of Brian Jewelry and often browses BrianJewelry.com. Oh, and by the way, you can make a wish list there too. When you're online at BrianJewelry.com, join the club, save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more, or then stop by and see him at 1778 East Main in Prattville. For Brian Jewelry.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
It's very humid out there this morning with a dew point of 72. That is critical. One of the models has us up to 98 on the heat index later on this afternoon. I don't know if we'll get to that number. But yesterday was the hottest day of the year with 92, and today I easily were around 94 for a high. So more humid. The clouds now will give way to sun later. Mainly clear tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, still hot for May with a high around 94. And then that's the last dry day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be scattered across the area Saturday with a high near 90. Showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time, Sunday and Monday. Very good coverage. I know it will affect a lot of outdoor plans, but we sure need every drop of the rain we can get. Not as hot by Sunday. Right now, this morning, cloudy, humid, 6:52.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we'll head down to the traffic dungeon. Come back with today's cheap and trashy celebrity gossip and showbiz report.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. Well, we're looking really good all over Montgomery right now. No real problems anywhere. We're beginning to see a little bit of traffic moving in on 231 from Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 are building a bit through downtown, but no real problems anywhere. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Good credit, slow credit, doesn't matter. Call the A-Team, MCS and Wetumpka, for a cash-out refinance or equity loan. MCS 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76 for Skywatch traffic. Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, and oil change for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama 36109.
Retired Colonel James Henderson, ordained minister.
KIV shut the churches down, but kept the abortion clinics open. KIV is aiding and abetting murder when she allowed the abortion mills to stay open. Lindy Blanchard is a defender of life. She adopts children. She stands for life. She's the most pro-life candidate for governor I've ever known. That's why I'm supporting Lindy Blanchard, the governor we need.
Paid by Blanchard for Governor, Box 241331, Montgomery, Alabama.
River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor, are your storm and insurance specialist. If you've had damage during storms and need to file a claim, Todd Clark and the folks at River Region Contracting will walk you through the process. Being in business since 2005, they know a thing or two about dealing with insurance companies. Plus, you don't stay in business that long without doing the job right. They're not going anywhere. They're located right here in Central Alabama, but they cover the entire state. Find them online at riverregioncontracting.com or call them today for a free estimate, 334-356-8635.
In our last episode of
As the Tire Rotates,
we heard Jared say,
massage the beads on that tire.
Okay.
I was talking about tires. Tire City and Automotive Service made one of the single largest investments in a piece of equipment called the Revolution Tire Changer. When you couple it with the Road Force Balancer, you get a crazy great ride. Massaging the beads allows us to unlock all the technology and safety built into your tires.
We interrupt this program for breaking news. Tire manufacturers announced mandatory price increases as early as June 1st. Now back to our programming.
Visit one of our two locations today and save on tires and feel the difference for yourself.
Listen next time to As the Tire Rotates, where you'll hear...
You know you can get those tires anywhere, right?
All roads lead to Tire City. Right Tires, expert service, Tire City.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go. Movie theaters won't open in the U.S. till January. Broadway is shut down. Don't even get me started about the circus. Cirque du Soleil, fire your whole
day. Hey, isn't it interesting? The lady talked about the circus. Well, guess what? Barnum and Bailey is coming back. But without the animals. That's what put them out to begin with. I saw the Barnum and Bailey Circus many times.
Mm-hmm, I've seen it.
As a kid, and I even took Janelle when they were in West Palm back in the mid-90s.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I understand, you know, using animals, but don't people work? The animals, if they're mistreated, that's wrong, but... It was amazing some of the things they would get them to do. I mean, seeing six elephants back to back.
And to bring it to a little town like Sheffield Lake, Ohio, I mean, for a kid to be able to see those animals.
It was, I mean, just some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Plus the bring in all. Anyway, so what's the new Barnum & Bailey going to be about?
After 5 years, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus is back with all the same excitement, but without the lions, tigers, and elephants. We've stopped mistreating animals to make them entertain you, and now we just mistreat humans to entertain you.
Get out there and juggle, you clowns!
Ouch! That's smart!
Shut up and spray